Jesse is terrific.
Check. Hey everybody, broadcasting phenomenon Jess Perry here at Skyline Medical Center, here for a very special episode. Let me see if I can grab this elevator. Okay, here we are. First of all, I want to thank Robin, my ex-wife, for contributing the opening theme song this week. Thank you very much, Rob. We are actually here. Hi. Come on in. How are you? We are actually visiting our good friend Ryan Williams here at the hospital. You may know that Ryan recently recorded the great voiceover for the last episode. Hey there. My last episode, the MC Heavy Cream Behind the Music parody. Here we are. And he did such a great job that I wanted him to be back on the show. He was really eager to get back, but unfortunately, he was recently in a pretty bad accident, and he got a tire right in the head. So he may be a little out of it, but I promised him that we'd put him on the show. So maybe a big mistake, but we're always glad to have him on. I'm going to try and sneak into his room. Okay, we are all set up here in Ryan's room. First of all, hello to you, Mr. Williams.
Hello, Jesse.
I just want to say you did a great job last episode.
Thank you.
No, I mean it. I mean, your stuff really made the sketch come alive.
No, thank you.
I mean, it was very good.
No, I'm thanking you.
Okay.
What I'm doing right now is thanking you for having me on your show. I think it's terrific.
Well, thank you a lot.
Jesse, this is terrific.
Thanks.
Terrific.
Okay, let's just move on to the next thing.
I think ever since I started wearing pants.
I haven't asked you a question yet, Ryan. Ryan, do you want to go ahead and record the sketch that we agreed to do?
No, I'm not going to agree with that.
Wait, I thought that we decided
this interview is almost over.
Hey, I'm here to record it.
You're an idiot.
Now you're being an asshole. And I don't appreciate...
I think we can all agree you're an idiot.
No, we can't. And I don't appreciate...
I think we can all agree you're one of the dumbest things that's ever held a microphone.
Ryan, shut up! We're going to do the sketch!
I enjoy cats.
Well, it appears that Ryan had a pretty bad brain injury, so maybe I should just go.
What really makes me angry is the way that people go around thinking they can have a podcast just because they have a microphone and a Macintosh.
Okay, just forget it. Let's just record this sketch and then I'll get the hell out of here. Okay, do you have any memory of what your lines are?
Mustard.
Okay, this is going to be a nightmare. Let's just cue up the theme music and record this damn thing. 3, 2. Well, hello, heavy, baby. Colonel Pocket here with my brand new sidekick, Private Ryan. Ryan, say hello to the people.
Orgasms.
That's not what it is. Fuck it. Just keep going. I want to tell y'all about my brand new product. It's called, the car with a gun on it. Right, Private Ryan?
Stonehenge.
Just, I can't believe you're saying that. Just, fuck it, just forget it. Cut the music!
I ruined the last part of that sentence.
Yeah, no kidding, because now your brain's all stupid. Just, this was a terrible idea. I'm getting out of here. Do you have a final thing you'd like to say to our dear fans?
I'm an atheist.
Good lord. Just dump out to a sketch. Dump out!
You're listening to the Sports Vortex, the only place to hear no-holds-barred sports talk radio. Up next, it's Mad Dog Tonight. Hosted by the man with the plan.
Me, Mad Dog Ham Damage. Arf, 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 everyone. Dr. Berkeley Mad Dog Ham Damaged here, replacing Mad Dog Montgomery to become the new full-time host here on the Sports Vortex.
I avoided a pretty scary assassination attempt, and I'm as excited as can be. I bought a subscription to Sports Illustrated over the weekend, and I learned that this makes me the most informed sports broadcaster in the region. Now let's throw some home runs and kick the ball through the hoop. Now, as you know, football season is right around the corner, and we're having a big preview, and I'm going to be taking calls all day long. So if you have a question about football, give me a ring. Let's go to our first caller, Roy in East Jackson.
Give it up for the brand new Mad Dog.
Thank you.
Shit, man. Remember when that guy tried to kill you with a grenade? That was badass.
It was pretty crazy.
Anyway, I was just wondering, is it true that Peyton Manning is going to be out the first game, maybe even more?
Yes, it was announced earlier today that he did have another neck surgery, and it appears that he will be out for the entire season. Okay, let's go to our next caller.
Hey, man. First time, second time, third time, fourth time. Yeah, here's what I don't get. Players make mistakes. Why do they do that? I pay good money, and now Obama and this ding-dong country ding-dong military.
Please, I must remind you to please refrain from political discussion. I can't take your call. I apologize. Let's go on to our next caller.
Hey, man. Halftime, primetime, overtime, dinner time. Look, I agree with you about that last caller. You're right. They shouldn't be talking about the country.
Thank you, sir.
Since there ain't no dang country left.
Okay, sir, you're on thin ice.
Anyway, I just wondered, how come athletes are so lazy? Mm-hmm. You know, you see them when they're all muscular from exercise and they're fast and their jobs running nonstop for my entertainment and they hurt each other. But I don't know, they're just so lazy. Anyway, here's my question. Who's going to win? I'll hang up and listen.
Now, I appreciate your question, but I must remind you, when you are asking, please specify the teams that you are talking about. Okay? Let's go to our next caller.
Hi there, dang old Mad Dog. Long time, four and a half times, I had a bad connection once. Anyway, I was just wondering, who do you think's going to win the Super Bowl this year? And I'm not going to hang up and listen. I'm going to stay on the line and yodel while you answer my question.
Oh, very good question. I would say if I had to guess, based on my limited knowledge, I think, first of all, you got to look at New England. They're always in contention. The Saints are very good. Green Bay won last year. You know that they're just as good, if not better. I think some surprise teams to look for are the Ravens, Baltimore, and the Chargers. But if I had to guess at this time, I would predict a Falcons-Steelers Super Bowl. Glad I could answer your question. Now let's take one final call.
Yeah, is this Mad Dog Ham Damaged?
This is.
Hey, I'm Mad Bomber LaRue. I tried to kill you last week.
It's you!
I am out to destroy all of Jesse Perry's sketches. I killed Scott Stapp. I blew up Robin's song at the start of this episode. And someday soon, mark my words, I'm gonna get you.
You just watch it, pal.
Don't believe me? Look under your chair.
What? What do you have under here?
Four hand grenades.
What the?
You're listening to the Sports Vortex, the only place to hear no-holds-barred sports talk radio. Up next, it's Mad Dog Tonight, hosted by the man with the plan.
Me, Mad Dog Ham Damage!
Alright, thanks so much to everybody. I hope you enjoyed another great show. Ryan, are you...
Mustard.
Alright, whatever. We're going to wrap up. Check me out on Twitter at Jesse is Terrific. And if Ryan ever recovers, check him out at Ryan Williams 718. Now let's get out of here. Ah, shit, I bumped my head. Fuck. What? You... Okay. At least you got your humor. Okay, just calm. All right, screw this, I'm leaving.